from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We have some lingering drizzle and a chilly north wind early this morning. Look for sun later in the day, high in the upper 60s. It is Tuesday, March 31st. Yesterday alone, at least 511 people in the United States died from complications related to the coronavirus. Once again, KRLD's Alan Skaya leads off our local COVID-19 coverage.
18 people have now died from COVID-19 across the area. 11 of those have been in Dallas County. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says one area of concern is nursing homes. 14 people at Skyline Nursing Center have tested positive. 4 people at Edgemere Senior Living. One of those is an employee. 2 residents at Edgemere have died. Jenkins says healthcare professionals are frontline heroes, but at nursing homes, those professionals are known to rotate around to different locations.
Additionally, this is an industry where there's a lot of travel, okay? So if you're a Parkland nurse, you're not also a Baylor nurse and a Methodist nurse and a Medical City nurse. But unfortunately, in nursing homes, there is a lot of travel, and we stop that.
Later today, the mayor of Dallas will announce some new reporting procedures for hospitals to report bed capacity and the number of ventilators they have. And a 3rd Dallas police officer is also tested positive. That officer works at the In-Service Academy, and Dallas police say no one else there is showing symptoms. They brought in an outside contractor to sanitize the area where that officer works. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Collin County Judge Chris Hill says his countywide coronavirus restrictions are not meant to limit what cities can do.
It has always been my intention to allow the cities and the mayors the room to implement their own guidelines in addition to mine. Just like the Governor Abbott has allowed counties to have room to implement our own guidelines.
Last week, Hill imposed guidelines that were less restrictive than other area counties, insisting all businesses were considered essential. McKinney then imposed tighter rules. That's brought legal action by a businessman who says the county rules should prevail. A judge is considering that businessman's request, and the judge expected to issue a ruling later today. Abortion advocates are claiming victory after a federal judge blocked Governor Abbott's ban on abortions during the pandemic. KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox has the update.
U.S. District Judge Lee Yaco ruled in favor of the clinic, saying the Supreme Court has spoken clearly. There can be no outright ban on such a procedure. The Center for Reproductive Rights is in on the lawsuit. Their CEO, Nancy Northup.
We are likely to succeed on the merits that this is an unconstitutional ban on abortion.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has already appealed the decision. Paxton spokesman Mark Rylander.
Our office will fight tirelessly against this politically driven lawsuit to protect the health of Texans suffering from this COVID-19 crisis.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As customer demand continues to fall, American Airlines plans to ask for billions in federal aid. KRLD's Bailey Friday has that.
Fort Worth-based American Airlines is making more flight cuts, even though the company says help is hopefully on the way.
Essentially, the U.S. government is providing funds to motivate airlines to continue air service and not involuntarily furlough any team members through a period of incredibly low demand for air travel.
In a video message, American CEO Doug Parker says the company could get $12 billion in federal assistance, although it's unclear what conditions the money could come with.
So we're not yet positive that American will meet those conditions and therefore receive the funds that would allow us to meet the no furlough obligation.
Even with the funds, Parker says cuts are coming. Airline workers will work fewer hours and the flight schedule will continue to be reduced. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One in three restaurants in Texas have at least temporarily closed because of the virus. Anna Tausen with the Texas Restaurant Association says they've seen a 43% decline in sales and a loss so far of $1.8 billion.
We anticipate that these numbers are just going to keep getting worse for our industry.
Officials say two-thirds of Texas restaurants have had to lay off employees. And just like so many other establishments, Dirty Job Brewery in Mansfield has been hit hard. While they're trying to stay afloat by offering takeout, they also decided to give back to the community. More from KRLD's Austin York.
Derek Hubenak is the owner of the brewery and says while they wanted to offer their famous brews and pizza, they felt they could do more for the community that embraced them since they opened 3 years ago. So they started offering anyone in need big items at a reduced price.
Wheat flour, rice, meats, poultry, beef, pork, etc. And basically just selling it to the people it costs, whatever it costs us from our supplier.
He says the idea is not to make money, but to help everyone who needs it. Hubenak says the response has been overwhelming, with both young and old taking advantage of the service. And how long does he plan to keep doing it? He says until there is no longer a need. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Today was supposed to be the day the Rangers officially christened Globe Life Field. Obviously, that's now on hold. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
Today is the day I had circled on my calendar for months. In a matter of hours, I was going to roam the parking lots talking to Rangers fans about how excited they are, not only with the dawn of a new baseball season, but also with the long-anticipated opening of Globe Life Field. However, with the coronavirus crisis continuing to spiral out of control, Globe Life Field remains dormant, the Arlington Entertainment District is a ghost town, and I'm holed up inside my home office. John Blake with the Rangers says exactly when the season will finally open is, at this point, anyone's guess.
Not knowing when we might be back playing, that's the hard thing, but we just do the best we can like everybody else.
Blake says this is like a Christmas present that you can't open. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Please stay connected and check in with News Radio 1080 KRLD throughout the day for updated developments, and new information is posted 24/7 at krld.com/coronavirus.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on krld.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.